This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, welcome back into the show. We are very happy to be welcomed by our next guest. I believe at some point he is going to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He always tries to play it low key, but he knows what I'm saying is fact. We are honored to be joined by Ryan Lefevre on the show today as we send the Royals off. They certainly deserve it based on the season that they had this year. Ryan, happy to have you come on today.
Hey, thank you, Carrickton. I appreciate the compliment.
Absolutely. Ryan, how are you going to remember the 2024 Kansas City Royals?
Oh, boy. Hopefully, it'll be remembered as the foundation for a bunch of young players who got through a six-month season when nobody believed they could get this far, including myself included. I think what the best case scenario would have been a 500 or a winning season and build from there, but they far surpassed that. And they played all those close games, and I hope that as they prepare for 2025, they look back on how they won and why they lost. They weren't blown out at all. They weren't overwhelmed by any team, and that this will be the beginning for them.
Yeah,
And if they have a nice run, we'll – getting back to your original question, if they have a nice run, that will remember 2024.
Yeah, no, I apologize for that, Ryan. At least for me, I think a lot of people were kind of in the same vein that I was. I haven't been going to as many games over the last couple of years because the Royals haven't been that good, that this was a real cool reminder of how fun baseball can be and how baseball creates a different kind of community than football or any other team. That, you know, there were those moments over the course of the season and certainly over the course of the last 10 days, like you could really feel a buzz and enthusiasm about Royals baseball that you haven't really felt since 14 or 15.
And I felt the same things last night and the night before that I felt in 2014 and 2015. I mean, the place was packed. The fans were into it, and maybe even more into it than they were in 14 and 15, because I think those 2 years, all of us were just astonished that here we were in back-to-back years after all those miserable seasons, where now there are a lot of seasoned fans who remember, you know, how you act and when to stand and when to chant, "Let's go Royals." And I mean, they didn't seem like a fan base that hadn't been to the playoffs in 9 years.
No, it certainly wasn't. I mean, you could just feel it yesterday. I was just talking to Jake Eisenberg about this, that if Kyle Isbell hits that home run, it is one of my favorite memories at Kauffman, because you just knew that, man, the Royals just need one spark, one hit, something offensively to really get things going. He narrowly misses it. It's on the warning track. If he hits that home run, that place absolutely explodes last night.
Yeah, and I was behind the microphone when he hit it, and I thought it was gone. I was building for a game-tying home run, and my family was sitting on the third base and left field side of the ballpark, and my boys were telling me that they thought it was gone, and it would have been such a Royals way to tie the game. Not Junior getting the hit or Massey, who was so great in the postseason, not Vinny, not Sally, but you know, the number nine hitter or eight hitter who the Royals just stuck with all year because of his defense. And he had his ups and downs. And when we look back on his season, he has a lot of room for growth offensively, but that would have been such a Royals way to tie that game.
No, it absolutely would have been. Right now, we're talking Larine LaFever joining us on the show here for a couple minutes. Just wanted to get his thoughts as baseball season has come to a close. We've been asking people how they are going to remember the season, and Bobby Witt Jr.'s name has come up a bunch. This is going to be the year that I think, you know, with teams, you realize it. Like from 13 to 14, the Royals went from being a good team to then turning into a great team. This is going to be the year that I think we look back in. Bobby Witt finally reached the potential. I'll say finally, like it took a long time, but we had heard so much about him as a prospect that when he got here, it took, you know, maybe 18 months. But man, when he started to figure things out, he became one of the three best players in baseball.
You know, Denny and I talked for a while after the game last night on the air, and he and I feel the same way in that if Aaron Judge is the MVP, fine. I just don't understand how he is the clear-cut number one, everyone else is a distant second and third to him, MVP. And I was raised differently in that there were MVPs who had really good years, but sometimes they didn't have a great year, but they were the most important player to their team. And so you begin with winning teams. I mean, a great player on a bad team, you know, who cares? I mean, he can't control the team's complete win-loss record, but there was just a feeling of the most valuable player should come from a most valuable team. And I don't see Aaron Judge play every day. I don't see how he handles the pressure of being with the Yankees. But the thing, all the different things that Bobby Witt Jr. does for the Royals, and just the way that he plays the game. I mean, I've said this several times this year that the other 25 guys on that roster watch Bobby play, and I'm sure they think to themselves, well, I can't do that. I mean, I just don't have that skill set. But the way that he plays the game and the enthusiasm with which he plays the game was contagious. And I think it's a long time ago now, but I believe his first hit of the season against Minnesota was a line drive to right field, maybe toward right center field, and it just looked like a single to right, and he turned it into a double. And the Royals didn't win that game, but it was like, okay, Bobby came to play. I mean, he's ready to go here on opening day, and he played that way for 6 months, and I think it rubbed off on the other guys.
From just watching these two teams, and I think they were pretty even, I think ultimately the big difference was that the Yankees are just equipped to overcome Aaron Judge not being Aaron Judge, where the Royals, I mean, if they were going to win this series, you needed Vinny and Bobby Witt to be special, and that's just not the way that the series played itself out. But Aaron Judge was not great for the first three games of the series. He played better yesterday, but he was not great. But when you've got Soto, who just always gets on base, and Stanton hits the big home run in game three, I mean, that ultimately was the difference in these two teams.
Yeah, I agree with that, Carrington. And, you know, the Yankees were a much better team on the road this year than they were at home. And you think about the home field advantage at Yankee Stadium, but I think they were 9 games over .500 at home and 19 or 20 games above .500 on the road. And I think what comes with that is they're used to what they experienced the last two nights at Kauffman Stadium. Maybe not quite to that degree, but they expect to go on the road, and they know they're going to draw that team's biggest crowds of the year. Yankee fans are going to come out of the woodwork. You're going to have fans in that city who are following their team from a distance, but because Aaron Judge is in town and the Yankees are in town, Garrett Cole, whatever, they might want to come and watch the game in person. And they're the villains of the league, and so people are booing them. So I think that was much more of a comfort zone for them. So I think they were also equipped for that, where you know, where the Royals may have felt some pressure. You know, they didn't feel as much pressure as the Orioles did in Baltimore. Maybe they didn't feel as much pressure as the Yankees did in New York. But when they got to Kauffman Stadium, I think it's natural to believe that there was a shift of pressure because, you know, back to Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, this just speaks to his character that one of the quotes that I read from last night was he felt like he let some people down. How many superstar guys say that and really mean it? And it really feels like with him, he meant that. But it was a first time for them, first time playing at home. I know they loved it. But I think in that way, too, the Yankees were equipped to do whatever it is they needed to do in that environment on the road.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that really stood out to me yesterday with Bobby Witt Jr. was the fact that after the game, I thought it was pretty noticeable that he was watching the Yankees celebrate. And you and I have been around and seen enough great players. Like, they sort of take those moments, those memories, and they use that as fuel in the offseason. I'm really excited to see what Bobby Witt has learned from this experience and come back next year even better. Because, I mean, there is still another level, which is crazy as it sounds. There's still another level that he can tap into.
There was a point last night where the basic celebration on the field was over. It was winding down, and people watched the Yankees celebrate, and there are a bunch of guys in the Royals dugout. And then there comes a point where it's like, okay, we've seen enough. And Steve Stewart in the radio booth pointed down to the Royals dugout, and Bobby was still down there. He was the only guy in the dugout, just watching. And then Giancarlo Stanton came over because the camera position for the MLB Network is over by the Royals dugout. So he walked to the other side, and classy move by him. He went to Bobby, and who knows what he said to him, but I'm sure he said, "Hey man, you had a heck of a year. Congratulations." And Bobby very respectfully got up and shook his hand, and they gave each other a hug. But I did find that interesting, that when it was all said and done, there was one guy left in the Royals dugout, and it was Bobby Witt Jr. So, you know, a combination of soaking it in and thinking, you know, we should be that team. We can be that team. And using that for fuel, as you said, during the offseason.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan LaFever here for a couple more minutes, just getting his thoughts as baseball season has ended here in Kansas City. Ryan, I don't think anyone wanted to maybe admit it when it happened, but, I mean, that Vinny injury, I don't want to say it was the beginning of the end, but he was playing at such a high level, and you had that 1-4 that was really, really strong for this team in the first 3/4 of the season, and this offense just never really recovered from that loss. And even when he came back, I think you got the quick spark against the Orioles, but his injury was just too much for this team to overcome.
No doubt. You're right. And I get why Matt Quatrero and the guys can't say that, because that just gives an excuse for not performing the next day. And so they have to do their best to just move on. And every team has had a significant injury. When Vinny went down, it just reminded me of how healthy the team was this year. I mean, they were remarkably healthy. I mean, you got a starting pitcher who breaks his foot, for crying out loud, and he's only out for 2 weeks, and he comes back and, you know, he doesn't lose stride at all. But the Royals were the first team to have three guys with 60 RBIs, 70 RBIs, 80 RBIs, 90 RBIs, and they were going to be the first team to have three guys in the lineup with 100 RBIs. Who predicted that coming out of spring training? And so that top of the order that you were talking about was so reliable that it took the pressure off the rest of the lineup. And so we wondered what was going to happen, and the results were pretty immediate. You know, the Royals scored – this is something that we didn't talk a whole lot about. You know, the Royals lost their last 8 games at Kauffman Stadium. They went 0-6 on that last homestand, and they lost the 2 games to the Yankees. And they scored 3 runs in the last 36 innings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Which seemed impossible in the first half of the season and into the second half. They were one of the best offenses at home. I mean, they were made for that ballpark like the teams in 14 and 15 were. But yeah, it just goes to show, you know, you take one guy out of the mix, and it doesn't mean that the lineup is, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to crumble to pieces, but it did show what an impact he had too. And let me just say this about Vinny too. I really admire the season that Vinny had. He drove in 97 runs about as unselfishly as I've seen anyone in a long time. And we've gone through an era of hitters, young hitters, and I hope we're out of it, who, you know, grew up in the, you know, the perfect game showcases and, you know, are like gypsies going from showcase team to showcase team and didn't really play a lot of long-term team baseball. It was just, you know, go play your game and show how far you can hit it. And then you go to the minor leagues, and a lot of teams began to develop players. Hey, look, go to the plate. I know there's a runner at second base with nobody out, but we're not worried about that in Double A. You just go find a pitch and you drive it. And the words weren't try and hit a home run, but I think there was a subliminal message of hit the ball as hard and as far as you can. And it works in A ball and it works in Double A and probably works in Triple A. But when you get to the big leagues, you know, you might be hitting seventh against Garrett Cole and you got to get a runner in from second base. You're not going to go up there and say, well, this is the kind of hitter I am. I'm just going to go up there and, you know, swing from my rear end and try and hit a home run. And Vinny, I thought, found more ways to drive in runs. I mean, he became an RBI guy. It was a ground ball with the infield back, a fly ball with the infield in, a bloop base hit to left, a home run, a three-run double. I was so impressed with him having the focus on what does my team need me to do right here, as opposed to, well, this is the hitter I am. If I get a pitch and hit it out of the ballpark, great. If I strike out, well, I'll get him next time. He did not have that approach at all. And I think that rubbed off on the rest of the lineup. So you take that out, and that was a big hole.
Last thing here, Ryan, we've been asking people this, and I'm curious to get your perception. You know, you just grew up in a different part of the country. Who is your baseball villain? I bring that up because of Jazz Chisholm. Like, Jazz Chisholm over the course of the last week has turned into, you know, there is some 12-year-old kid right now who Jazz Chisholm is his least favorite baseball player. When you were 12 years old, who was that player for you?
Oh, man. Well, that was 41 years ago. So, you know, I'll try and think as I'm talking here, but I had a really interesting thing happen to me when I was young. I grew up in Los Angeles. My dad was a Dodger, rookie of the year, world champion, coach for the Dodgers, and their enemy, and I don't use that word loosely, I mean, their enemy was the San Francisco Giants. My dad was the hitting coach and first base coach of the Dodgers in 1979. I was 8 years old. The next year, he was the first base coach and the hitting coach for the San Francisco Giants. So the enemy was the Giants 1 year, and then my hometown team the very next year became the enemy for me, and I felt it. And the Dodgers and Giants would play at Candlestick Park or at Dodger Stadium, and there would be fights in the stands, and people would be, you know, Dodger fans would be burning Giants hats and jerseys, and some guy would run on the field, and it was just, it was chaos. But I just wanted my dad's teams to do well. And my dad's teams hated the Giants 1 year, and my dad's teams hated the Dodgers the next year. So it was a very confusing time for an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense. That's a perfect way to end this. Ryan, you know I have all the respect in the world for you. I'm sad that we're not going to have to hear you call games. You're not calling any more games next year, but I think I speak for everybody. I think we all are really excited for baseball season, and it's fun to have an off season in which people are going to track. I envision a day, Ryan, in which the Chiefs are about to play, but the Royals make a move, and just for a second, the Royals are going to be the biggest story in late winter. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I am too. And it's been a while, hasn't it, that we haven't had to try to sell a 56-win team that we think is going to get better, or a 65-win team or a 70-win team. Now we're selling a team that was 10 games above 500 and went almost right to the wire with the New York Yankees in the playoffs.
That is Ryan LaFever joining us on the show today. Thank you, Ryan.
You got it, Carrington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.